That was the worst date I'd ever had. Oh, sure, he was tall, dark and handsome, and had the dreamiest and sexiest accent I'd ever heard. An accent that just made me want to melt. He could have talked about anything, even read the labels off a tin can, and I would have done whatever he wanted. I knew he'd be a great fuck. I just knew it. We went to an exclusive restaurant, shared a scrumptious meal, Chateaubriand for two, it was so romantic, and some great wine. And I was so fucking horny and my cunt was dripping. I was squirming around in my chair, squeezing my legs together in a futile effort to touch my clit. I suggested we come back to my place for a nightcap, and that's when he said, "I can't. I'm gay. I'm sorry." I was totally shocked. He had never said anything before about being gay. Then he told me he loves the company of women. He just doesn't fuck them. Well, shit. He told me he likes men with big cocks. And I had to agree. So do I. So we laughed about things and we parted good friends. And we'll have dinner again soon. But that didn't solve my problem. My cunt was soaking my panties. I'd been fed, but my horny snatch was still hungry. It was hungry for some meat, some man meat. Disappointed, I went home. So there I was, home alone, sitting in the living room. My husband was away on a business trip. That's why I went out on the date. We have an open marriage. So I opened a bottle of wine, and I was feeling a bit tipsy. Happy, really. Oh, what the fuck, I was drunk. When my son came home, Mike said hi and looked a bit pissed off. So I asked, what's wrong? He said his date led him on and then told him she was getting back with her old boyfriend. I laughed because we both expected to get fucked and we both missed out. He's too young to drink, but I offered him some wine anyway. And soon that bottle was empty, so I opened up another one. I went to have a sip, but I missed, and I ended up spilling most of the glass all over my tits. My tits were soaking wet with wine. My son offered to dry me off, and I said laughingly, "You only want to dry the wine off me so you can feel my tits." And he said, "Yup, you found me out, Mom." So I got up from my chair and went into my bedroom to change out of my tight, black, scoop neck top. And as I took off my top and bra, I felt horny again. Maybe because the cold wine had made my nipples really hard. But I felt my cunt was still very wet. I decided to remove everything, take off all my clothes, and put on a house robe, a loose robe over my naked body. The one that looks like leopard skin, because it makes me feel sexy. Then I went back into the living room, and as I sat down and reached out to get a fresh glass of wine, the top of the robe opened up, and I saw my son looking at my big tits. Seeing him stare at my tits made my nipples harden. I love my tits. I love that men often look at them. Well, they really can miss them, because they stick out so far, if you know what I mean. So I decided that I'd better go to bed and get out one of my toys as my gash needed some attention. As I stood up and bent over to pick up the empty glasses, I heard my son murmur, "Wow," under his breath. "Fucking wow." Then I realized that my robe had slipped up and back and he'd just seen my bare arse and wet cunt. It was kind of a short robe, too. I turned around and asked, "Are you okay?" And he said, "You have a nice arse, Mom." "Well, thanks, but you shouldn't be looking at Mommy's arse." Then my son surprised me and said, "I was expecting to see one up close tonight, but the bitch went back to her old boyfriend." Then I surprised myself and confessed, "I was expecting mine to get some attention as well, but looks like we both missed out." I suppose I could blame the wine for what happened next, but I think I'd be more honest if I blamed my horny, wet cunt. So I opened my robe and flashed my son my body, my big tits and my shaved wet cunt. And then I did it again, only slower this time. It was a blur how it all happened, but suddenly we were both naked on my bed and my son was squeezing my tits and sucking on my nipples. And there I was, reaching down and stroking his young, hard cock. I was amazed at how big his prick is, and I was also fondling his heavy nutsack. I heard him say, "Jesus, Mom, you have the greatest tits ever." And I said, "Spit on him, man. Get him wet. I want you to tit fuck me." So he spat on my tits, and I spat on his cock, and I held my tits together for him, making a tit tunnel for him to slide his cock through. And then he placed his big, hard cock in the groove I'd made and started fucking my tits. Every time he thrust forward, I licked the pre-cum from his piss slit. I told him to slide forward a bit. I wanted to suck his cock as he tit-fucked me. And so he scooted up my chest real close to my face. And I pushed my big fat tits up so he was able to still tit-fuck me. Then I licked his cock and took the head into my mouth and started sucking. His pre-cum tasted so good. It tasted sweet, actually. And I found myself ravenous for his cum. Mmm. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I love the way it tastes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know you like that. You like playing Molly's tongue, don't you? And then I told him to deep throat me. And he took control, grabbed my head, and raised it up so my face and my tits and his cock were all tight together. And then he started really fucking my face and throat. He fucked my face hard, just like I had hoped he'd fuck my cunt. I love that he was being dominant over me as he fucked his big, hard, young cock into my mouth and throat and made me choke and gag on it. I love that he was using me to get off. He said, "Suck it, Mom. Suck my fucking cock. I always knew you'd be a great cocksucker. I hear you sucking Dad's dick." "Well, they're a little pervert," I laughed to myself. But he was right. I love sucking cock. I've sucked a lot of cocks, and I love it when a guy comes in my mouth. And as my son fucked my mouth and I tickled his balls and rubbed his taint with my other hand, I found my dildo that I keep underneath my pillow for easy access, plowing my sloppy wet fuckhole. And as I felt my son's cock start to shoot his spunk into my mouth, my cunt started to spasm and come as well. Babe, yeah, do it, do it, come in my mouth, yeah. I gulped and swallowed my son's load, and my cunt came so fucking hard. My fuck juice saturated my thighs and rained down my arse, wetting the bed. My son just kept saying, "Fuck, fuck, fuck." And I think I made him stupid or something as I sucked the last few drops of jizz from his cock. And I was feeling pretty stupid, silly myself, too. Then we lay on the bed, sharing a few quiet moments of closeness and exhaustion that comes from a good calm. And I thought we'd just relax a bit and then go to sleep. But after a few minutes, my son rolled over and buried his face in my cunt and started kissing my gash and sucking my clit. Fuck. He was a great cunt eater. His date tonight sure missed out, but I didn't. Oh, yes, baby. Eat mommy's cunt. My fuck hole needs your mouth. Oh, fuck. You're making your mother's cunt come. His tongue and mouth felt so good on my clit, circling around, teasing my little bud. Never quite touching it, just teasing me with his tongue, making it grow bigger like a hard little nub. And then his tongue would lap my gash, licking and slurping up my cunt juices. And let me tell you, I was in seventh heaven. And then he blew his hot breath against my clit and sucked it and swirled. And I swear to God, he started humming into it. Oh, God, it felt so good. Well, he really got my motor going, let me tell you. And I came so hard. Rolling spasm after rolling spasm. And it was fucking great. This is my second cum that my young son Mike had given me. And I was impressed because I usually only come once. My son had turned out to be a great cunt eater. I guess that's what happened when you raise your kids right. This time I was sure our night of drunken sex was over. But I was forgetting how horny young guys are. My son's cock was hard again. He told me it got hard, hearing me talk dirty as he ate my snatch. He told me that he wanted to fuck me, that he's wanted to fuck me for a long time. What could I say? Being a good mother, of course, I wanted to help my son out with whatever he needed. I figured my cunt was soaking wet, and I was horny, plus my son's prick was hard. So why not fuck each other? Why the hell not? But to this day, I do not know if that was the wine talking or his mother talking. But who cares? So I spread my legs wide, and my son slid between my plump thighs, and I felt his cock, wet with pre-cum, along my fuckhole. My wet, juicy fuckhole. I reached down and grabbed his man meat and guided his cock into my hungry cunt. Fuck. I love it when a hard cock first slides into my cunt, opening my tight cunt up, especially a new hard cock, a hard cock that I haven't fucked before. Fucking a new guy is, I think, the bit like when it starts snowing. With snow, you never know how many inches you're going to get or how long it's going to last. So as my son's cock filled my cunt, I said, come on, son, fuck mommy's cunt. My cunt needs your cock. Fill mommy's gash with your filthy spunk. And Mike's hard young cock felt so good entering my fuckhole. Solely at first so I could get used to his size, his thickness, his length. I loved my boy's hard prick fucking me. I don't fuck many people without a condom, but I let my son fuck my cunt bareback. I loved that I was going to be his cum dump, that he was going to fill me with his hot ropes of cum. And I love the skin-on-skin feel of fucking bareback, taking all of my son's cock inside me. Then Mike told me to turn over and to get on my hands and knees. I was going to get fucked doggy style. Well, I love doggy. There's something animalistic about it, being fucked like a dog. My head down, my ass up, with my son behind me stroking his cock and aiming it into my fuck hole, ready to plunge in. It's basic. It's raw. It's rough and dirty fucking. And I was on my hands and knees with my son behind me, and I was ready for his prick. But suddenly, I felt my son's face press into my arse and his tongue dive into my cunt from behind. Not many men have ever done that to me, but here was my young son eating my sloppy, wet cunt from the back. God, I love how fucking aware my son is. Eat it. Eat my fucking cunt. No, wait, I said. Eat your fucking cunt. I called it his cunt because now it was his. He now owns my cunt. It's his to use anytime or any way he wants. My mouth moved down. Oh. Oh, God. His mouth moved from my cunt, and I felt his hard cock pushing into my fuckbacks. I was crying out for my son to destroy my snatch. I was saying every filthy word I could think of. I remembered my son saying my dirty talk made him excited. Fuck mommy, baby. Fuck mommy, sloppy, wet cunt. Make me your slut. Make me your bitch. And fuck me like an animal. I never thought about anything other than my son's prick deep into my mommy cunt. My cunt was coming. Cunt juice was running down my thighs. I was nothing but one huge orgasm when my son said, "Here it is, mother." His first load of spunk balls deep in my cunt. I felt his cock swell as it filled my gash with his load. Jesus, my son shot a big load and filled my twat full. This time, as his cock slowly slipped from my cunt, we settled down in each other's arms to sleep. As I dozed off, I thought about, I don't know, how I could get my husband to accept that my cunt now belonged to my son. Sure, I'd still want to fuck my husband, probably many times, with my cunt full of our son's cum. But there was no way that I was going to stop fucking my son. How could I? He now owned his slutty mother's cunt.